AnswersWanted.com, Internet Marketing News Radio. Current affairs, hot button issues, social media, strategy, SEO, and PPC. Hi and welcome. I'm your host for today, Daniel J. Dayette. 13 years internet marketing experience as a copywriter, search marketer, and nerd. And for today's issues that I wanted to discuss with you, first part being the Google Plus One. It's a really interesting initiative that's been put together by Google, and it's been touted as the Facebook killer. What's really interesting about this, of course, is that it does offer some of the same features, groups, you know, some chat things. It also adds to things a potential Skype killer, which is the actual video chat where you can get into a huddle and be able to talk to multiple people or chat with people using the party feature. There's quite a few different reasons why, personally, I don't feel like this is going to be the next Facebook killer. It may not even take off other than in small groups and may end up going the same direction that Google Wave and Google Health and many other services have gone. The reason for this is because when you look at the interface, and you can feel free to check it out at plus.google.com and feel free to take the demo, it's really interesting that interface itself, it's not very intuitive. It's not very easily understood. This button does this or this button does that. And they're not natural things that a person goes to the internet or to their mobile phone to do. And so, as such, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a Facebook killer. But regardless, myself and many other internet marketers in the space are definitely chomping at the bit to get access to this, to get an invite. Once again, it's just like the Google platform where they're bringing it in based on invites only, and then of course over time more and more people will get into the platform. So that's one thing that's on the news front, as well as, of course, Google's also created another interesting tool. One of these tools that, you know, you almost wonder if there's really any point to having it, but it's called WDYL.com, and that's whatdoyoulike.com, WDYL.com. And the purpose of this tool, well, from the outside, is basically to enter in one of your favorite things, and it'll search all the Google platforms for those different things. However, I mean, it doesn't really stand for practicality in the sense that it's nothing more than a show-off tool to show what Google's tools do. But it's interesting nonetheless. Definitely, if you, you know, say had writer's block and you wanted to be able to write on something, it may be just a ticket for that. Beyond that, I can't see a lot of uses for it. So moving on, those are the first two things. Another thing I wanted to bring up is the you know, a little bit more about the Panda update. I don't think I'm going to have time to talk about that in this episode, but I did wanted to just sort of touch on it and say that that Rand Fishkin made a really good point on his blog recently that SEOs, search engine marketers, now have to think about SEO from a different perspective now. We've got to start thinking about usability. We've got to start thinking about how to make a page more popular and how to make that page shared more. There's still an entire community of search marketers whose entire goal is to trick the system, to scam, to find loopholes. And I have to be honest with you, if you hear internet marketing companies that are actually suggesting loopholes, they're suggesting that you try tactics and strategies that are not recommended by Google. You have to look at the situation with BMW back in the 2000s. You have to look at the JCPenney incident, the Forbes incident that occurred recently with the reselling of links on that space. And you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, we at Answers Wanted and certainly other companies constantly look for valuable, user-friendly places to add links. These are things that that you want to look for in a credible internet marketing agency, that they follow the Google Google Webmaster Tools guidelines, that they follow the protocols that Google has set out for us. And even in the wake of things like Panda, where, you know, certainly it doesn't always feel You know, it doesn't always, you know, feel like Google's out for our best interest, that they've slammed some sites that genuinely were good quality sites. At the end of the day, the last thing you want to do is, you know, use a pile of exploits and get kicked off the search results for a long period of time. It is a valuable thing to get rankings, and certainly lots of people have experienced windfalls of business just based on being number one in Google. So the other thing that Google just, I believe if I'm not mistaken, it was this morning, launched a PR update as of the 27th. They also launched Panda 2.2. Now, this is the final refinement of the guy who actually put this together, the search engineer, whose name was actually something or other, Panda. His last name was Panda, and he works with Google. Anyway, the point is that with this recent Google PR update and the 2.2, this is the perfect time right now to go out and do some market research. That's one of the services that we offer, is professional market research, but I'm not trying to put a plug in here. What I'm trying to tell you is that this last time that the Google PageRank update was the last time they update toolbar PR, the PR you can see in the Google free toolbar, or the one, it's the exact same PR rating that you see using the SEO book toolbar, or any of those kind of tools, anything that shows PR, the visible PR Google reports, and what's actually applied is often months and months old. However, today you have the unique opportunity to run out and get one of those tools installed if you don't have one, even if you're not planning on being a search marketer, because today is one of the unique opportunities to actually see the live PR of your sites. Go out and check out some of your own sites and see if you've moved up or down. This number is not live reported. The last time they updated it was 5 months ago. So basically, if you're looking at 3 or 4 or 5 month old data, you know, a site could have actually been dropped by Google. A site could have actually gotten more value. And here you're placing your, you know, you're making your decisions of where to advertise, or, you know, whether a link is good or bad, or whether to trade links with somebody. I know entire companies that have based their entire pricing models of how they do what they do on their PR rating. They go, well, if you want to be on that site, well, that one's a PR 5 and this one's a PR 3. And so, you know, if you want to advertise on the 5, it's worth more than the 3. And hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, millions are being decided based on this number that Google reports in the toolbar that's often months out of date. So why would you want to go out and invest in or do yourself, you know, extensive keyword research now that there's a toolbar update? Well, the bottom line is that when you can see, I mean, first of all, PageRank is not the end-all, be-all reason that web pages get ranked. It isn't, you know, if you're a PR9, you're going to shoot through the roof. There are other factors, but it certainly is a significant enough factor to keep in mind. So it's significant enough in the sense that, you know, Facebook is a PR9. You know, example, Google and, no, sorry, Facebook's a PR10, CNN's a 9, things like that. So the bottom line is that if you get a link from a really big website and, you know, you link to them, they link back to you, that juice is going to pass through. Even though you shouldn't make it 100% of your effort to stare at PR all day, it is significant enough in terms of the neighborhoods you're hanging out in terms of websites linking to you and such, that you should pay attention to it at least. So with that being said, Google PR update happened, and you should definitely take a look at that. Next piece is that Microsoft Office, they had, you know, office.com, and for a long time there was speculation. Interesting industry news today is that they have released a, you know, sort of a Google Apps killer, so to speak, or at least that's what they think it is. And this tool, you know, this entire exchange is now online. You know, they've brought everything to the cloud, and unfortunately they brought it to the cloud 2 years past. Microsoft is famous for launching things late, so it could mean that their code is a little more polished than Google's. But on the flip side, Google has developed an entire business around launching beta, and quite frankly, you know, these guys haven't. Another thing to keep in mind with the whole platform is that Microsoft always favors their own browser, whereas Google tools work pretty well in almost every browser. I mean, I'll have to admit that Google Docs do definitely work better in Chrome, but you know, as a general rule, they work well in everything. You know, Safari, Firefox, Opera, Chrome, the tools work well in everything, including Internet Explorer. And so it'd be no surprise to see a Office.com type equivalent that only works on Internet Explorer or something like that. The other thing is that Google Apps is not just something that you grab off of a website, going to, you know, docs.google.com. They've integrated into plugins. They've integrated into, you know, iPhone and Android apps. They've integrated into, you know, desktop plugins and tools like that. They've even integrated into Office itself. They're just so far ahead of the curve that it's quite possible a person may not even need, you know, Microsoft Office for the internet when it does come out. Microsoft Office in the cloud, so to speak. But, you know, they do have their SharePoint server, and their SharePoint server is a little bit more robust than Google's. But make no mistake, they are catching up, and I wouldn't be surprised if Google released a project management resource very similar in the not-too-distant future. So there you have it, folks. There's a couple of things to think about, and I hope you'll consider us or think about us in the future for internet marketing-related services. Especially like our, you know, we do offer a little bit of a small competitive analysis or a small sample report that we will give completely free. It doesn't matter if you don't have two pennies to rub together or if you've got a multi-million-dollar campaign and you'd like us to have a look at it. We've definitely worked with budgets in excess of $450,000 a week and teeny-weeny budgets, you know, that little painting firms and plumbing firms had for us. So do think of giving us a call or going to www.answerswanted.com. I'm your host, Daniel J. Dayette. Thank you for listening. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio.